The following lesson is for class 11, History, chapter Growth of Nationalism. Indian nationalism was fostered by a number of remarkable personalities like Surendranath Banerjee, Rana De, Gokhale and others. Raja Ram Mohan Roy was the first man who initiated the line of constitutional agitation in India. This agitational line had been continued by the Young Bengal group. Different political organizations were formed in different parts of India between 1830 and 1885. These political associations, however, failed to satisfy the common people because their activities were based on constitutional lines. By 1880, the political leaders of different states felt the need of an all-India organization. Thus was born the National Congress in Mumbai in 1885. The Congress leaders were known as moderates because they followed a policy of prayer and petition. Slowly, nationalism reached a new stage by the end of the 18th century. India now had a large number of political leaders who had experience in political agitation. The political situation had also changed. The new ruling group had no sympathy for the opinion of the Indian people. The situation became very critical when Lord Curzon, a staunch imperialist, became the Viceroy of India. Now Lord Curzon wanted to crush the Congress body because Congress was the vanguard of Indian political agitation. He started his attack with the Municipality Act of 1899. He then passed the University Act of 1904. The scheme of partition. The Presidency of Bengal had vast areas. Apart from Bengal proper, it originally comprised the whole of Bihar, Orissa and Assam. The British authority thought of reducing the size of the province for administrative convenience. In 1903, a plan was drafted for the partition of Bengal. The British civilians openly justified the partition plan by saying that undivided Bengal was too large and it created a problem for good administration. Moreover, they were not in a position to tackle East Bengal from Calcutta. Also, the cost of transporting tea from Assam to the Calcutta port by rail became very expensive. Now Lord Curzon wanted to crush the Congress, and for this his plan was to crush the nationalist solidarity in Bengal. The territorial readjustments he thought should be made in a manner to make Bengal suffer physical as well as mental division. According to Lord Curzon, the importance of Calcutta had to be reduced. Once Bengal is divided, he said, the Bengali nationalism would receive a mortal blow. Lord Curzon and his advisers thus planned to take away all the territories where Muslims were dominant and join those territories with Assam to form the new province. The anti-partition movement, Swadeshi and boycott. The actual partition was given effect on 16th October 1905 by breaking up Bengal and its 41.2 million Bengali-speaking people. It started in Bengal on the conventional moderate line, but the movement crystallized into four phases. The four phases showed the character of the movement.